On 90.5 WICN, it is the music of acclaimed vocalist Liz Wright. At the age of 22, Wright made a name for herself nationally as a vocalist, touring in concert in a tribute to Billie Holiday. At 23, she signed with Verve Records with her release of her freshman album, Salt. She topped the Billboard's contemporary jazz charts and went on to record for Universal Music Group, releasing albums Dreaming Wide Awake, The Orchard, and Fellowship. On Concord Records, Wright released Freedom and Surrender, featuring the single Lean In. It landed on President Obama's Summer of 2016 playlist. In 2017, she released Grace. Later in 2021, releasing Holding Space, a live recording of a concert in Berlin at the Columbia Theater, was her debut live album on her own label, Blues and Greens Records. Let's talk to Liz and hear more about her journey into the music.
Hi, Liz.
How are you, Bonnie?
I'm so excited.
How are you doing?
Got my headset on. I'm doing well.
Good.
I love seeing you in front of the piano.
Oh, nice. Yeah, this is my little spot. It kind of weirdly hangs over the corner here on the south side. Is where I practice and stuff.
And that's the south side of Chicago?
Yes.
You know, well, first of all, you're on the Colors of Jazz at WICN Public Radio. We're in Worcester, Massachusetts, Central Mass.
Worcester, okay.
We call it the heart of Massachusetts.
Nice.
And we're a music-focused station. I love to talk about what we do. We're also, you know, one of few NPR jazz-focused stations. And so it makes it kind of special. So I'm really excited to welcome you here.
Thank you, Bonnie.
A few things stand out right off the bat. That is you mentioning being on the South Side and then seeing your posts focus on a nonprofit, the Black Pearl. Am I saying it? Let me call it right.
Little Black Pearl.
Black Pearl.
Yes.
I wonder if you share just a little bit, just because it's so close to your heart and home is where the heart is. I'd love to hear a little bit of your involvement with the organization.
Yeah, I first came to see and be at this organization, gosh, now it's almost 8 years ago. I think it is 8 years ago. With Terry Lynn Carrington, we were doing a concert for the members and donors of Little Black Pearl, which is actually a school and like a community center. It's been a high school and community center. It started out 30 years ago as an after-school program in the basement of the home I actually live in now. It's a Chicago landmark. It actually has a brown sign right off the Lakeshore Drive. It's a place where a lot of Chicagoans have come through. It's a place where, you know, Hugo Brantley was a working artist, a teaching artist for about 4 years. Theaster Gates, you know, was also a teaching artist. And they were, you know, mentored by Monica Haslip, who is my partner. And so this place is really between being a school and a place where people have had all kinds of events. We had concerts. I first came there actually with, oh gosh, Nona Hendrix and, as I said, Terry Lynn and Esperanza Spalding. And so we put on this concert called Black Unplugged to honor the members and donors. And there's a beautiful atrium in the middle of the building. So that was this incredible skylight coming in, and we did this concert, and the students were involved, and all these artists were involved, and I just remember being so inspired. And Chicago has this remarkable energy of just, you know, innovation and agency among people of color. You know, we're just a couple blocks away from I think it's called the Southland, where Sarah Vaughan used to play. We're a few blocks away from where Quincy Jones grew up. It's just there's an energy of can do here, you know, that is very special to me. So I love it. I love the kids. When I first did a Black Unplugged, I was so intrigued by the place. I spoke to Monica Haslip, who's the founder and executive director, and I said, hey, I can sing, I can write, I can garden, I can cook. Like, how do I help here? You know, I joined the board. It's a whole thing. So what I love, Bonnie, is just being a part of a real community again and being in service. I think this is what really makes me happy and feel connected to the people. So by the time I get to sing, I'm so grateful. I've actually really been working.
Yeah.
And I love knowing my neighbors. It just feels so, so good to me.
That's beautiful.
Bonnie Johnson bringing you the Colors of Jazz. And I am joined here by Liz Wright on 90.5.